all your sports news and reviews, this is the Sports Desk on Sin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Friday edition, first episode of Season 3 of the Sports Desk here on Sin. I'm James, there's Ben, and we've got a new host here, Sam.
Good morning, gents.
First time, we've got a newbie.
It's good.
It's always good to have a newbie on.
I'm a bit nervous, but
now you'll
we'll
be
ready
good.
To go.
You'll be good.
He's got a bit of the collie wobbles about him.
You're in good hands.
Please. He'll be sweet.
All right, so we've got a huge show lined up today. We've got, of course, reviewing round is it? Round 18 of the AFL season. Then we've got a bit of Tour de France action. We've got some football transfer news, especially one Romelu Lukaku being taken off the team sheet at Manchester United. Not too, you know, fond of that, but okay, into my land here he goes. But first off, we're going to go to the first match of the round, which is always the best match of the round because the Dons are playing, all right? My boys are taking on the Adelaide Crows at the Adelaide Oval tonight. We have one change for the Adelaide Crows. We've got Tom Lynch coming in for Tyson Stegall, who's been omitted.
Stengel.
Stengel.
There's an N there, mate.
There we go. No, because, see, my phone's cracked, so I can't really see letters.
Get it fixed.
Yeah, I should.
Let's get a petition going. Fix James's phone.
Fix James, yeah. Go find me. All right, so we're going to go to the best song of the AFL, let's be real.
It's Richmond.
All right, we've got four changes in for the Dons. I'm so happy to see one bloke in this. We've got Paddy Ambrose, Michael Hartley. Thank God he's back in. We need a big, tall defender back in the squad, seeing that Bell Chambers is out. And he can give leeway for, for Ruckman to get in the back line. And then we've got Dyson Heppel coming in, and Will Snelling making his debut as well. And Zach Clark, Orazio Fantasia, Michael Hurley, and Jaden Laverty are out for the Dons. What are our tips for this game, boys?
Well, this is a huge one for your mob. Currently sit in eighth position and are needing a win to stay within the eight.
Mm-hmm.
Adelaide, what happened last week with Adelaide? I can't remember. Remind me, I was overseas. You should know.
Adelaide last week, they won by 95 points.
That's right, they played
the Gold Coast Suns.
Spanked
them. It's a small win there.
just
got over the line.
Hashtag little wins.
I don't think Adelaide haven't lost to either GWS or Gold Coast. They might have lost to the Giants, but I don't think they've lost to Gold Coast at all in their short stay of the Suns. So I think at Adelaide Oval, there's going to be a belter.
Oh, I cannot wait.
It's hard.
Cannot wait.
I think I've got to go to the Crows, though. Home ground advantage. They outside the eight at the moment?
They're sitting seventh.
They're sitting seventh,
Bombers
so
eighth.
I think they'll get it. Home ground.
You know me. The Don's winning by 25 points. It's happening.
Sam? Yeah, so it is seventh versus eighth. I can't go past the Crows at Adelaide Oval, unfortunately.
Okay, I see your point. I'm trying to be optimistic here. Look, we've got one man that's playing, of course, who literally carries the squad, Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody. I will play a song after as well, because, you know, it is a goat song. But I'm rambling on about Essendon too much. We're going to move on to the second game. Sam, going to take us through the lineups for Richmond and Port.
Yeah, so the Tigers, they've got Jack Graham and Liam Baker coming in. Out goes Derek Ogmalesi-Smith, the most... No.
Good
multicultural
form on that
last
one.
Name. And Camden McIntosh, both of those omitted. And Port, they've got Dan Houston, Matthew Broadbent, and Dersmer coming in. Three big outs, though. Brad Ebert, Ollie Wines, and Ryan Burton.
Huge outs.
I'm loving the pronunciation. Ben, you proud?
Very proud.
Yeah. See, what you don't know is Ben's very strict on the pronunciations.
Okay. I'm not strict.
You're...
It's just common sense. That one was a good one.
I apologise, Taylor, if you're listening.
Where is she? She overseas?
I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know. Anyway, those are huge outs for the Power. One illness, two injured. Wouldn't it be surprised. How long is Burton out for? He did his hammy against my boys last week, so he could be out for a while. Not sure what Wines did. And Ebert just must have got some sickness playing the Lions. Just too good footy
against them.
Obviously, Port. This mic keeps going up.
Stop blowing your own trumpet, Ben. Come
Port,
on.
Port are definitely going to need to bounce back if they are going to stay in touch with the eight. But this is Richmond's third game, I believe, at the MCG out of seven, which is
That's
what
big.
They'll be finishing off at the G. So I think the Tigers will make it another win for them at the MCG. Three in a row.
How many points are we calling this one?
I'm going to call this one about I think Port will bounce back slightly, but they'll fall away. So it'll be about a 37-point win.
Ooh, love the accuracy.
Yeah, I agree. The Tigers, they're on a roll at the moment. I can't. Seven home games at the G to the end of the season.
Yep.
I don't know who they play, but I can't see them dropping too many.
Well, they play next week. They play Collingwood at the G Friday.
Okay, they're dropping that one then.
And then they play Melbourne at the G again. Oh my God.
Then they play Brisbane in round 23, which will be their first loss.
And then they play the Blues. So they've got
get pumped.
They've got a good run.
They got a very good run. I mean, this is like the dream scenario for Richmond fans. They haven't really had the greatest of seasons so far with injury and whatnot, and now they're getting all their players back in.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're playing seven games in a row to end their season at the MCG. Yep. Wouldn't be surprised if they pull off a Doggies and just come from the clouds and all of a sudden take out the premiership, do what
the
they did in 17.
But yep.
Very good. So all Richmond?
All Richmond.
All Richmond. All right, I'll go through the Carlton Gold Coast game.
Such
just
a gonna
be
boring
a cracker.
Song.
Carlton song.
I'm bored already.
We've heard it a little bit too much over the last 5 weeks, three times.
Look, I don't mind it, okay? I don't mind it. I went
you don't
to the
mind
game.
It when the fans sing. But anyway, we'll go through the changes for the Blues. One in, that is Jacob Wietering, coming in for the injured Hugh Goddard. And now let's move over to the Gold Coast Suns, who have a wealth of changes after their almost near 100-point thumping to the Crows. In, Chris Burgess, Corey Ellis, Jacob Dawson, and Peter Wright. Out, Anthony Miles, Brad Shear, Josh Corbett. I love this bloke. I don't know why he's dropped. And Lockie Weller out with illness.
Fair-o.
So this game being played at Marvel, 2:10 on the Saturday. Who gets the win, boys?
Oh, I'd love to see the Suns just getting upset.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I'd love it.
I heard a stat yesterday that Carlton haven't won a game being favourites for 2 years or something. It's over 2 years.
Yeah.
And the last time they did win as favourites, it was against the Suns.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Bugger. I think they'll get the job done.
I want the Suns to win.
I want the Suns to win.
But no, the Blues have been playing really well.
Patrick Cripps has been playing well. Where, you know, come on.
Yeah.
There was there was an interview that who was it? Graydon Myers from Geelong did an interview with these primary school kids, and they were, you know, asking who they barrack for or whatever. And they were saying, oh, I barrack for Carlton. Why do you barrack for Carlton? I honestly have no clue. My dad, and he's like, no, I go for Patrick Cripps. That's right, because he carries the team. And this is like a 7-year-old girl.
That's good.
For some reason, she started singing the Freo theme song, which said Freo, fat and slow. And that just made my day.
It's pretty creative.
That was fantastic. I'm going to admit.
Cool story, bro.
10 out of 10 for creativity.
They've been doing fantastically under David Teague. He's making a real claim to take on that head coaching job.
Mm-hmm.
So you think they'd make it another win,
yeah,
I think.
I reckon. All right, going on to the best theme song in the league. Let's be real.
Thought you said it was Essendon.
No, mate. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
this is pretty good. All right, so we've got the GWS Giants taking on Collingwood at... oh, my God, where is it? I've got even...
Giants Stadium.
Giants Stadium, there we go. For some reason,
You didn't know what GIA was, didn't you?
No, I didn't. All right, so going through the Giants lineup, we've got Jeremy Finlayson, Shane Big Mummy in for the Giants, and we've got Jake Stein, and out we've got Matt Buntine, Stephen Cornelio, and Adam Kennedy. And then in and out for the Pies, I'm absolutely butchering this. Here we go. So Taylor Adams, Finn Appleby, Jeremy Howe and Travis Varko in, and we've got Jamie Elliott, Levi Greenwood, Darcy Moore, and John Noble. Oh my God, I'm so bad at this.
You are.
John Noble. All right.
All
so
injured.
All injured. So, you know.
It's a theme of Collingwood at the moment.
Unlucky.
Just get injured for no reason.
Unlucky.
Well, this is a big one for both teams. Giants, can someone remind me what they did last week? All I remember is them losing to the Brisbane Lions 2 weeks ago. Forgive me, I've been overseas for 2 weeks.
You're okay.
Did they bounce back?
No, they lost to Richmond by 27.
Oh, that's right. They played at the G
so
on Sunday.
This is huge.
This is
two preliminary final rematches in the last 2 years. Because they played... Yes.
What?
Richmond played the Giants in 2017.
Yeah.
And then...
I don't think Collingwood played.
No, it was a semi.
Oh, that's right.
Mate,
look, it's a
call because Mason Cox.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's Coxie. Right. Big Coxie. Okay.
Yeah, now, either way, this is a big one for both teams. Collingwood, they bounced back last week with that huge win over the Eagles, which I'm sure, Sam, were you expecting that as a Pies fan?
I wasn't expecting it, but I always know that when we go away, we always turn up. So, you know.
Unlike Melbourne last year in the prelim, they parked the bus at the airport. That was embarrassing. I don't know, I just thought of that when you said turned up, because all the memes about Melbourne. That was pretty funny.
Well, hard rip there. You got to feel unlucky, man. Yeah. Like, do they even... Yeah.
Anyway,
there were jokes that they there was like missing, you know, missing person reports.
Yeah, it's just like missing club.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, as well as the Pies travel, the Giants do need to bounce back. This is a tough one. I mean, I want to say the Giants will bounce back, but then again, the Pies do travel well. I'm gonna let you guys pick first.
I'm going with the Pies.
Yep.
Yeah. Look, I have to go Pies. 20 points.
Obviously, I'm biased, but I just think the Giants are missing too many big name players. Cornelio, like Cornelio out.
Yeah.
I think
that's swayed me. It's going to be tough.
I think it's getting... I think it's sad that we're relying too much on these big players, so to speak. I mean, like, you're a professional club, right? You should have the depth in a lineup to cover for that, you know? Like, a good solid team. I mean, Richmond in their premiership-winning season did that. Mm. You know, they had so many players out and they covered it with, you know, either youth or, you know, second, VFL standard players.
But they'll never, ever up to that standard. I'll say, like, Cornelio. It's with every team.
Yeah, I know. But still, you know.
Come on, mate.
But you want that depth, don't you?
I'll just split you guys just for the sake of it. I'll go the Giants.
Oh, all right. You do. All right, we're going to go to a song. What do you reckon?
I don't know. We got a Pies fan here. I wouldn't want to play Eagle Rock.
This is not happening.
Unless you are playing it, James.
I don't know, Ben, am I?
You are?
Am I?
Daddy Cool?
Am I?
Eagle Rock?
I think I am.
I'm leaving the room.
All right.
Sam's left the show.
Sports Desk, you're here on Sin. Daddy Cool there with Eagle Rock. Back on the Sports Desk here at Sin. Ben, James and Sam. Before the break, we were previewing round 18 of the AFL season.
And I think we're going to continue.
I reckon we are.
All right. Play this song loud and proud.
All right. I will. There you go.
The Lions. Okay. Brisbane, my boys, we take on North Melbourne Saturday night, 7:25 at the Gabba. Three changes for the Lions, and they are huge ones. Eric Hipwood comes back in, Luke Hodge as well, and my favourite player, probably my favourite player at the Lions, Hugh McCluggage. I think that's the best surname in football.
McCluggage.
Out, Ben Keys, Ryan Lester. I don't know why he's even in the team. And Josh Walker. Josh Walker's been a bit stiff this year. Oof. All right, we'll move on to North Melbourne.
It's a pretty average theme song.
They have the theme song of the Victorian cricket team.
Yep. It is,
so actually. Don't call it average.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway.
The lyrics are average.
Yeah, it's pretty average.
It's pretty average.
Oh, I like the Kanga, Kanga, Kanga. Roo, roo,
that's
roo.
That's all time. Yeah. That is so good.
Three ins. Sam Durden, Sean Higgins, and Mason Wood. Coming out is Luke McDonald, Paul Hearn, and Curtis Taylor. Two injured, McDonald. Oh, sorry. Two omitted, McDonald, the one who's injured. So three good ins for the Roos. They are on a bit of a roll ever since, again, they sacked Brad Scott, which is becoming a running theme in the AFL. You sack your coach, all of a sudden you do well.
It's the Reece Shaw movement.
Yeah, Reece Shaw is absolutely fantastic. And I think the players and a lot of supporters are wanting him to take over. So obviously time will tell on that. But it is looking likely that he may potentially take over the head coach role.
I'll tell you what,
of the Roos.
Speaking of this whole interim coach thing, Carlton, right? When Chris Judd made that statement saying,
training wheels.
Oh my God, it just grinds my gears. Because it's like, how dare you? This coach has given you literally 90% of your wins of the season.
Carlton board need to go. That's been the issue this whole time.
No. Chris Judd needs to go.
Yeah, but the whole board as well. What's his president name? Deludice or something?
I don't know. It's some Italian board.
Yeah. They've turned the club into a rebel. So
yeah, you're right.
It's the board that's the issue. It's not the coach. Like, poor old Bolton. He's a fair enough coach in his own right. But, I mean, yeah. I thought it was a bit stiff, but then again, they didn't get the results. But
Carlton are becoming
the board.
Carlton are becoming the Central Coast Mariners of the AFL.
The Mariners.
Literally, they're just an absolute shambles.
All right, let's move away from Carlton. Let's get back to this game. What are your tips?
I'm going with the Brizzy Lions. I have to. It's at the big Gabaroonie.
Mm.
You can't not.
Brizz Vegas.
It's back. Yeah.
Sam?
Yeah, I'll also go for the Lions.
All right, let's make it a three-peat.
Three-peat.
Let's go the Lions.
All right.
I do think this will be a challenge, though. North are in form, so watch this game. It'll be a close one.
Watch this space. All right, we're taking you through the Dockers and the Sydney Swans. This is one of the most average theme songs, in my opinion, in the AFL. The Freo Dockers, so they've got four changes in. They've got Brett Brulee, Taylan Dunham, Griffin Logue, and Big Aaron Sandilands. And then out, we've got Travis Collier. Big out for the Dockers. We've got Nat Fyfe. Ethan Hughes and Ryan Nyhus. Is that correct? Nyhus, yep. Nah. All right, and then...
People say Nyhus,
okay.
There you go.
The Sydney Swans, they also have four changes. They've got Ryan Clark, Robbie Fox, Hayden McLean making his debut, and Riley Stoddart, and then we've got Harry Cunningham. Correct, that's right. Jordan Dawson, I don't know why I second guess myself. Kieran Jack and Ben Ronk. I'm not happy about that.
Your mate Ronk.
Justice for Ronk.
Justice for Ronk.
As we like to call him, Ronk Kong.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Brings the house down.
This is a must win for the Dockers. Sydney's final chances are pretty much all gone after they lost to the Blues last weekend. You'd think the Dockers would take this one over there at Optus.
You'd think.
Apart from Port, Dockers are the most inconsistent side in the AFL.
They were a chance of, well, they were in the eight about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And not sure their form since then, but they've had a fair few losses. So, unfortunately, Fremantle, what do they sit? They sit 2 games. Look, my internet's loaded now on my laptop. 2 games out of the eight. So, if they want to have any chance of rectifying that position, must win. So, I'm going to go Dockers here at Optus.
13th versus 14th.
Clash of the Titans.
Exactly. Best game in the round. I've got to go with Dockers.
They've lost four in a... Wait, does this read like win, loss? Or was that... How does it read on the site?
Honestly, so loss, win.
Yeah, okay. They've lost four in a row.
Yep. Correct.
There you go for everyone looking at the AFL website.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know. Four losses in a row. They'll bounce back.
Fair enough. All right.
Next game.
All right, this is the match of the round, 100%. Sam, do you want to take us through the lineups?
Geelong and Hawthorn. What a clash been over the years.
It's weird that it's on a Sunday at 1:10.
It's the Foxtel game as well.
Should be at 3:20.
This is not
right. It's not even Channel 7.
3:20, BT commentating this. Bruce McAvaney.
I don't know about this. This is terrible.
In for the Cats, Jake Colajasny, James Parsons, Sam Simpson, Scott Selwood and Zach Smith. Of course, the extended bench. Brandon Parfitt out injured. And for the Hawks, Darren Mingington, Jack Gunston, James Cousins, and Jonathan Segler. No outs as yet.
Ben, you're shaking your head at me. What have I done wrong?
Don't worry, you'll realise in about a second.
Okay.
All right. What are our predictions for this one? Obviously, this is an absolute classic. Geelong Hawthorn. There we go. He's realised now what he's done. We apologise to all the Hawthorn supporters for not playing the theme song.
I'll just play a bit of it. There you go.
You're a disgrace.
Wait. There we go, that's it. That's all we get.
Wowee, mate.
Alright, wowee. Boy, oh boy.
I've had four flags, I don't really need it.
Thought you were a good producer. Thought you were a good panellist. Anyway, this is an interesting one. Mm. So Hawthorn, they won two in a row. Geelong, they've been in a bit of a rut in terms of their four. Their last five have seen them win, loss, win, loss, win. Could it be a loss? I don't know.
Could it be a win?
Is it the G?
Who knows?
I kind of want to say Hawthorn just for the sake of it.
Don't.
And I am.
Don't give their fans anything to just pounce on.
No, because I just want to see Geelong not finish first. It's just hilarious because then it'd bring up the MCG debate again.
Oh, don't.
Chris Scott hasn't stopped.
Nah, and I want Hawthorn to win. And then you watch Geelong complain now. If they lose this one, they lose to Hawthorn.
Yeah.
You watch the Geelong faithful go, if we don't get a home final first week at, what do you call it now?
GMHBA.
They'll crack it. So let's go for it. Let's go for the lols. Let's go for Hawthorn.
Yeah, let's go for Hawthorn.
Yep.
For the lols.
It's
a three-peat.
It's a three-peat. Another three-peat.
Ben, do you want to take us through the next game?
All right, this is the game that's replacing the Geelong game at 3:20. Not sure why.
On Channel 7.
Especially since Melbourne didn't turn up to that preliminary final last year. But this is in Darwin this time around. Melbourne against the Eagles. Of course, this is an extended bench. So ins for the Ds, Corey Wagner, Josh Wagner, Tim Smith and Oscar Baker. And for the Eagles, we have a fair few in some potential debutants as well. So the potential debutants are Matthew Allen, Francis Watson and Bailey J. Williams, as well as Jack Petruccelli and Jake Waterman, who are probably the two who are likely to come in. For some pretty big outs, Jamie Cripps injured.
Ooh.
And unfortunately, again, Nick Natanui out injured again. Very unfortunate. He just came back, was it about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and now he's been injured. What was the injury? But I know it had something to do with the turf at Optus Stadium,
okay.
Which is something a lot of players, a lot of players travelling there, and of course the two home teams, West Coast and Fremantle. There's been a lot of injuries.
Disgusting.
Very bad. The surface is obviously a lot harder than Marvel. Yep. Yet, not sure if you guys know, but Optus Stadium was actually awarded the most beautiful stadium in the world.
Well, that's a load of bull dust, isn't it?
Well, most beautiful.
I've been there. It's not that good.
Not that good?
Nah.
Oh. Is it? Do you reckon it's overhyped?
Definitely, yeah.
What didn't you like about it?
It just wasn't the G, pretty much. It just wasn't the G.
Mm. So you reckon it's like a poor man's MCG?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. All right, tips for this one. This is in Darwin, so this changes it up a little bit, or does it?
The Weagles. The Weagles.
The Darwin D's.
Darwin D's.
Go for the Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles.
Yeah, if Melbourne had a couple more wins under the belt, I think I would have backed them. But I think the Weagles will definitely bounce back after their loss to the Pies last week.
I think this is a shorter flight than to Melbourne, isn't it? Well, you'd think so.
Probably.
And I reckon the D's have to fly further. Quick facts. Like flight times.
You're probably right.
Because I remember Melbourne to Darwin's 5.5 hours. And
Perth's higher than Melbourne.
Yeah.
We're just doing a geography.
Perth's shorter distance. Facts.
This is why the people tune in. This is why I joined the show.
This is the geography desk on Sin.
The geography desk. We are the experts.
We are.
Moving to the last game. Clash of the Titans.
Game of the round.
This is 09 prelim rematch?
Probably.
Or 010. Yeah. Or 10. All maybe right. 10. I don't know.
All extended squads.
Both actually, yeah.
Oh, true.
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 Go.
All right, so all extended squads again. We've got Dara Joyce at... Dalton Langlands and making his debut. That's a mouthful. And then we've got Matthew Parker, Bailey Rice, and Sam Rowe also making his debut potentially. And then Ben Long has been rested for the Saints. Now, for an okay theme song, it's okay.
That's a pretty good theme song, mate. It's not bad.
In for the Doggies, we've got Bailey Dale, Caleb Daniel, Tom Liberatore, Dale Morris, and Riley West. The son of Scott West. The son of the West. Ha ha ha. I got you there. That's a good one, isn't it?
This is where the ratings go down.
that's a great one.
Move on.
The son of the West.
Hop on, son.
And then we've got Tate McLean, who's been injured.
Jog
that,
on.
Mate. I'm loving that. Son of the West. That's great.
So I think this game, it looks pretty clear cut that the Doggies would win. But St Kilda have lost their head coach, Alan Richardson. They said that he left. I don't know about that. I think he was ushered out. I think he was told that he wouldn't have his contract renewed at the end of the year.
I think it's like the security guards just escorted him out of the building saying,
yeah,
just
well,
leave.
What's his name? The bloke who was sitting in the box with him. Oh, I can see his face.
Come on, Ben.
I can't remember his name. But anyway, he was like, he's like the boss of St Kilda. He Lethlane, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Lethlane was watching over him, and I reckon after that loss, he was just like, here's the door. Don't come back. Anyway, I actually reckon the Saints will win this. I reckon they'll keep the streak up because the Roos won when they had Reece Shaw. Blues won when they had David Teague against Maibol. I can't forget that loss.
Mm-hmm.
And then now St Kilda against the Doggies with Brett Ratten at the helm. I think the Saints will win. It'll make it 3 in a row for new coaches in their first games.
Okay.
Dogs are charging towards the finals.
They are, though.
I think they'll get the chocolate here.
Yeah, I reckon I'll get the dark chocolate as well.
Oofed.
Dark chocolate.
Not a milk
fan. It's always better.
No, I'm a dark chocolate fan as well. You, dark or milk?
I'm milk, yeah.
Yeah,
milk.
Okay.
When I got off sugar, then I had the dark. It was like, dark was sweet enough.
Yeah.
Milk's a bit too sweet. I still eat milk, though.
70% Ethiopian cacao beans. Oh, that's the one, mate.
Facts on the sports desk.
Facts. All right.
What's next?
Taking me through Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody. This is one of the songs by Pickett Palace. All right, stay tuned. You're on Sin. One of the best songs there on the radio. Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody. AMT. So before the break, we were previewing round 18 of the AFL season, but now we're going to move on to some transfer news, some world football, as I like to call it as well. Sam, you're, you can relate to
dust
football.
Dust football, yeah.
Dust football. It's good. It's good. So we've had actually a few friendlies going on all around the world. We've had, of course, Manchester United coming to Perth and playing the Glory, and of course Leeds United. Now, when they played the Glory, they did win. Was it 3-0? I'm pretty sure it was 3-0. Marcus Rashford did put in a couple, I believe. I could be wrong there, but I do know that he scored 2-0. There we go. And then they played, of course, Leeds United in the blockbuster match, which was absolutely fantastic. Listening to Marching On Together before the match was spine-tingling.
It's a real shame that Leeds didn't get promoted last season.
Yeah, but look, Derby was a better team in that playoff, and they won on away goals, I think. But look, you know, it's just another season for them to get better, because the way that they played against United was atrocious.
Yeah.
There was no, you know, they were playing a standard 4, I think it was 4-3-2-1, I think. Pretty standard for, you know, modern English football, but it just wasn't great. They weren't, you know, taking their chances. They only had, two shots on target, something like that. Mm. And when Perth played, they had no shots off target either. So, look, I think United were kind of flexing. They had, they had all their big guns. They had, of course, Romelu Lukaku got taken off the list for the Leeds game. So he's off to Inter Milan, from what we believe.
Here at the Sports Desk exclusive.
Here at the Sports Desk exclusive transfer news. But look, it was, I enjoyed watching those two matches. But Leeds do need, seeing that, they do need that year in the Championship to get better, to play, you know, the likes of Huddersfield, who's just been, you know, relegated. But look, can we just, you know, how do I say it? I don't want to be mean here, but, you know, absolutely smacked the crap out of Huddersfield for their appalling kits.
Oh. Is that a publicity stunt, or is that actually going to be their kit?
I reckon Paddy Power has just paid them a lot of money and just said, we want you to, like, just have this massive strip on you. It's
terrible.
Obviously, you've seen it, Ben. Yeah. And Aaron Moy...
Aaron Moy out of there.
...put out an Instagram post yesterday, and it's him playing in a friendly, and he said, "New kit is lovely." And then
that's it.
It. And then all his teammates are saying, "Hey, Aaron, do you know what the sponsor is? Like, do you honestly know what the sponsor is?" And then one of them said, "I think it's Paddy Power, but just can't be 100% sure. Just can't be sure.
It's not obvious at all.
Can't be sure."
No.
And then of course we had we've got the international cup going on in Japan. No, not Japan, America, in LA. So we've got every. All around America. So we had Arsenal playing Colorado Rapids.
Huge clash.
In Denver. Massive
clash.
Clash of the Titans. And of course, you know, Arsenal did win that comfortably. We've got heaps of youth playing in this tour, which is fantastic. And also, kind of a homegrown hero across the ditch, Sarpreet Singh, who got signed for Bayern Munich, did get chosen to go on the tour of America and did actually get a few minutes against Arsenal. But they did go down 2-1.
So I didn't watch much of the Knicks last season, but was he a standout player? I don't remember hearing too much. Like when Rojas was at the Knicks.
I think for me, Roy Krishna was more of a standout.
Yeah.
He played his role really well as a forward, and as he was pretty versatile because he played up front, but when he needed to, he'd track back in the middle.
Yeah.
So he was kind of... I don't know, like when it was, you know how you got like forward pushing centre backs who get up when the ball's up,
yep.
Right? He's a pushing back forward, if you know what I mean. He played really well though. I went to both. I went to the first victory Knicks game, played fantastic there, and then I went to the elimination final when they played victory again, and. I mean, he played his role, he did well, and, of course, he's been standout for the New Zealand under-21s team.
Yeah.
So, you know, good on him for getting this exposure and getting signed by them, but I don't think he'll get any minutes for the first team. They're just...
It's pretty tough to break into, isn't it?
I mean, like, it's... Look, I think it's a good stepping stone because now you're in Europe and you've got people watching.
Yeah.
You know, and the youth Bundesliga is... It's prominent. I mean, you know, the Bundesliga isn't the top league. You've basically got three powerhouses. You've got Bayern Munich, you've got Borussia Dortmund, and you've got Schalke, who kind of perform.
Yeah.
Kind of perform. And then you've got Bayer Leverkusen, who just everyone just steals their players because they get kind of good. But also, we've got a couple other transfers. We've got Frankie De Jong, obviously got signed for Barcelona. And their lineup just looks ridiculous up front. We've got Messi, we've got Suarez, Antoine Griezmann, and now we've got Frankie De Jong.
Is Neymar coming back?
Neymar, apparently, well, I was reading Dalios Football have got this like transfer page on Instagram, and they were saying that his manager and his manager agent, whatever you want to call it, was talking to Juventus.
Okay.
That would be insane.
Oh, yeah.
Because De Ligt is going to Juve.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Ronaldo just said to him, hey, come to Juve. Okay, sure. And, of course, they sign him because, I think it's sad, though, because everyone from Ajax is moving.
Yeah.
And Ajax have been, what, two seasons in a row? They've been in the semi-finals of the Champions League.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're a quality team. But, you know, they're just losing all their players. The only player who I kind of look, for me, as a FIFA player, David Neres is quality. And he is the only one who hasn't been picked up by a team. So he's the only hope, and he's a defender. You've... But he plays in attack. Like, he you know, his corner, his headers, his corner efficiency is ridiculous. And that's where everyone knows him. Because he converts, but then he's a defender, you know. So obviously, a lot of people don't even want defenders, but Arsenal need a defender because we want to get rid of Shakhtar Mustafi because he's a traffic cone. I mean, if you watch, no, literally, he's
That's
a traffic
my
cone.
Reference, mate.
Yeah, he's a traffic cone. I mean, what the our game against Bay? No, against Colorado, he stuffed up a ball because it was past him. It wasn't past him. He kind of intercepted it. The keeper was out of position, and he was kind of like the final defender. And what do you reckon he's done? You know, like, he's standing away, yeah? He passes straight back to Leno. Like, what are you doing? And he can't pick it up, you know? And he's got all these players around him. He doesn't know what to do. And he's had to kick it out for a corner. Like, just...
They're a mess, Arsenal. And I love it because I'm a Spurs fan.
No,
so it's really...
I thought we were friends.
It's great to watch. Ooh.
Jesus, this is going to...
How about Ozil's new head up? Do you like that? Are you a fan?
He can do what he wants. I don't care.
Really? Just play well.
Yeah.
Just don't go missing.
Just do something, please. But we've got a few. We got a couple of friendlies this week coming up. For especially Melbourne City, we're actually taking on Oakley Cannons this weekend.
Yep.
This week, Tuesday, at Jack Edward Reserve in Oakley. And that'll be fantastic because it's going to give our youth players exposure.
Yep.
And it's going to give Oakley a bit of exposure as well, getting those $10 souvlakis in you.
I've been to Jack Edwards Reserve, and they are really good down there.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Denis Jeanreau.
Yeah.
100%. Him coming back.
I became a member 2017, so he was still on loan, and he wasn't playing for the squad. And, you know, I heard all about him when we won the FFA Cup that year. And everyone was, you know, all this hype about him, and then everyone kind of forgot about him last season.
Yeah,
you know, because it was like you know when a player goes on loan for 2 years and you kind of remember him for the first year and the second you just forget.
Yeah,
because you're too busy with all these new signings like Richie Delatt. We had Schenkerfeld who actually picked up Delbridge, who picked up as well.
Yeah,
and you kind of forgot him, but now we've got rid of Schenkerfeld, we've got rid of Delatt, we've got rid of Luke Bratton. Apparently, Luke Bratton snaked Melbourne City and gone to Victory.
Yeah,
and should be announced today.
Exclusive.
Yes, exclusive. So, not too happy about that, but I'm looking forward to seeing him play because he had some potential.
Yeah.
Going back to the 2016-17 season.
Well, Van Schip was obviously in charge at PEC Zwolle last season for the first half, and then he got sacked. And he was actually playing, obviously, because he knew Jeanreau, and he was playing for the first half of the season.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive. And Bouzanis is back as well.
I'm so happy for this because I don't think Birgitti should have got games last year. But Gleković, you know, he came in for the first, you know, for the first keeper role, and then Eugene just had a blinder against who was it? It wasn't first round. I think it was like fourth round. Because we trialed Birgitti, I think one game. Like I think it was against Sydney when we lost 4-0, and we kind of realized, yeah, he's not the man.
Nah.
And then we just trialed Gleković again, and he had an absolute blinder.
Play of the season.
100%.
And he just retires on top.
I mean, look, he's... what happened? There was a fan Q&A or something like that we had last year at the Imperial Hotel. So there was a bunch of players, Scott Martin, CEO, and what's his name? Warren Joyce. Big boy Warren was there. And
I don't want to hear that name ever again.
No, I don't either. He's a good bloke, but not a good coach.
No.
And he was saying that either this season or next season, he's retiring guaranteed. because he's just too old.
Yeah,
kind of. But look, I'm excited for what City have got this season. Going on to victory, there's nothing really much to talk about
Robbie Cruz. There's been rumours of him coming back.
Cruz.
Other than that,
that'd be good.
But like, look, you've only got like what 12 players rostered on, and you've got a cup match in less than 4 days. And look, going on to the FFA Cup, this is something that I love.
Yeah.
Because it gives local teams exposure. Local teams have always got home ground advantage in these draws. So you've got, in 3 weeks' time, you've got Melbourne Knights taking on Adelaide United at Knights Stadium in Sunshine. But the only Melbourne game that we've got, we've only got two Melbourne games on Wednesday. We've got Victory taking on the Jets at Amy Park, and then we've got Berlin Lions taking on Moreland City Zebras at... Is it Moreland City? Yeah, it is Moreland City. No, Moreland Zebras, that's it. Because there's two.
Yeah.
Because there's Moreland City who play MPL, and there's Moreland Zebras who play MPL too. Kind of weird. So the Zebras are taking on Bulleen at the Venator Club. So get down to that because, you know, who doesn't love a bit of a feed at the Venator Club? And then, of course, the Fenton League against Oakley on Tuesday. But apart from that, there's not much football going on. We've got the International Super Cup or something like that in China, where was it Man City beat West Ham going into the final of that,
and Wolves smashed Newcastle.
Yep,
they're in trouble, Newcastle.
Look, they've been taken over by a billionaire, so who knows? Who knows? But like, you know, it was promised, and you know, hopefully we can get back to those days. You know, the goal of the movie,
Santiago Munez. Bring him in.
Who was who was that bloke? The striker who was like his
Gavin Harris.
Yeah, right. So someone actually bought a jersey with his name and number on the back.
Awesome.
So you know, kind of reliving the good days, but like there weren't many good days.
No.
But look, the one thing that I'll give props to Newcastle about is their memberships. Now, there was a screenshot that was taken, goal.com, everyone got around it, and it was like the number of seats availability for the season. And a whole stadium was green.
Yeah.
Because you can pick wherever you want. It's not like, you know, it's not like Arsenal or United, how you've got on a waiting list to get a membership, and it's super expensive. You just get in, you pay your fee, even like you or me could get a membership for a winner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, props to them. Now I need to get up the song that Ben's requested. Ben, do you want to...
Did I request a song?
What is it? It's You Make My Dreams.
You know this song, but you don't know the name. Daryl Hall, John Oates, classic.
Hall and Oates?
You're listening to the Sports Desk here on Sin. That was You Make My Dreams by John Hall and... John Oates and Daryl Hall, is it? Daryl Hall and John Oates. Anyway, you're listening to the Sports Desk here on Sin with Ben, James and Sam. We're now going to get into our wrap-up. We do have a wealth of sport to catch up on.
Yes.
We'll start off with just some overnight news now. We'll start with Tour de France. Unfortunately, we've had an Aussie who's just ditched the race just with no explanation, and that is Rowan Dennis during the first stage of the perennial, is it? Something. You're a Tour de France fan.
The Pyrenees,
there you go.
The Pyrenees, perennial. Oh, look at this amateur. Sam, he's not in our league. He's not in our league.
You haven't even watched it?
The Pyrenees, yes I have.
Pyrenees. Well, I had it here for a second, then it's gone. Yeah, it's gone, so I don't know where it went.
Yep. Did it take us through any
I see where it went. For some reason, they're playing an AFL video on the article, which is really weird. Anyway, so he's gone, unfortunately.
Have you got the jerseys up? Who's retained the green, the yellow, the white, the polka dot? Do you know anything?
Yeah, no? I know the jerseys. I'm trying to see who's leading. I don't know.
What's polka dot jersey stand for?
Isn't that like the climber?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's yellow's obviously the leader.
Green?
Green sprinter.
And white?
Oh, not sure about that. I can't remember the white one.
Come on. I'll give you one more guess.
Hint? Is it like their own separate category, this one? I can't remember the white. No.
It's best young rider.
Best young rider. Okay.
So, look.
What's young?
I think it was like under the age of 25, I think.
Okay.
I think it was. But look, I don't know what the standings are at the moment, but Peter Sagan usually takes off the green jersey because, you know, he's a goat. He's the is he Serbian? it's one of those countries, the Eastern European. He's a goat. He's amazing. He You know they have that the jersey, the white jersey with all the rings around it, the coloured rings? Is that like the world champion or something like that?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he wore that last year. So obviously he was a world champion last year. But yeah, I don't know. I watch it, but I don't watch it till the end because, you know, I get tired watching bikes go around.
Yeah.
It's an interesting sport.
Very interesting. We have the British Open, the Open Championship.
Yep.
At the moment, it is Holmes from the United States, John Holmes, who's leading at 5-under through the first round. So that obviously will conclude on the weekend. We'll now get into something a little bit more exciting, basketball. We'll start firstly here. The NBL.
Up the Phoenix.
South East Melbourne Phoenix, yes. The fixture was released for the National Basketball League, which of course is our own home NBL. And the first game, the season opener, will be between Melbourne United and the new kids on the block, South East Melbourne
Phoenix. Our boys.
Thursday.
Calm the Phoenix.
3rd of October at Melbourne Arena. I think the bringing in South East Melbourne Phoenix is going to bring a lot more basketball fans
South East
back.
Dragons 2.0. South Dragons 2.0. Yeah.
Don't even talk.
Get around it.
You didn't even support them.
You know what, mate? I don't like Melbourne United, and I'm just like, hey, there's a new team. I want to get into basketball. Let's get into it.
For any fan that was a supporter of
South Dragons,
a team that was against the Melbourne Tigers, because there's so many. There was obviously the last South Dragons, Victoria Titans,
yep.
South East Melbourne Magic, which I was hoping they'd be called, but they're now called the Phoenix, which is all right.
A real throwback. I've still got one of their old caps.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Boy, so, oh boy.
We're blending here. This is good. We're bonding. Good. All right. So if you're not we're gonna promote the South East Melbourne Phoenix. Hop on. If you're a 100%. Melbourne Tigers hater and you couldn't get on Melbourne United, get onto the Phoenix.
Or even if you're a Melbourne United hater and you're not happy that they took over the Tigers.
Yeah.
So remember, they essentially killed the Tigers.
They did, which is a shame. Like, even as a Melbourne Tigers hater, it's kind of weird that they're gone. You kind of want them still there. Up the Sydney Kings. Of course, if you are a Melbourne Tigers fan, they are still in the NBL 1, which is like the second tier NBL. But are you going to get around the Phoenix, Sam?
Surely.
Yeah, I suppose so.
You're wearing khaki green today.
Yeah, let's do it.
Up the Phoenix.
Three.
Up the Phoenix.
Mix in.
This is good. NBA, just quickly, Oklahoma City Thunder unfortunately could not trade Chris Paul. They got Chris Paul in a trade with a bunch of draft picks as well for Russell Westbrook, who went after the Thunder lost Paul George to the Clippers. So the Thunder went out straight away and said that they wanted to trade Chris Paul when they got him in that Russell Westbrook trade.
Where was he before the Thunder?
Who?
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul was at the Rockets.
That's right.
That's where Westbrook's gone.
That's right. I remember now.
Knowledgeable. You're wearing red. You should know. Anyway, so that's going to be interesting for the Thunder. They still do have a pretty good team. They do have a pretty good lineup. They might make playoffs or not. But
R.I.P. Philly.
What do you mean Philly?
Jimmy Butler's gone.
Oh, no. It doesn't matter about that. Philly will probably win the East.
Did you see LeBron James' Instagram video of Taco Tuesday?
Oh,
that was easy. Yes. That was the funniest thing.
The first one was funny, I reckon. But this one was still good.
Taco Tuesday. And then Anthony Davis was there. And he's like, what day is it? And then ESPN wrote, no wonder Anthony Davis joined the Lakers. And he's just yelling, Taco Tuesday.
Tuesday. We'll talk some cricket because...
I'm angry.
Actually, no, we'll finish on cricket. Let's go to F1. We'll go F1. Obviously, the British Grand Prix was last week. There is some news, though. The Australian Grand Prix has been extended for another 2 years.
5 years?
No, they already had the deal to 2023.
It'll be
extended an extra 2 years to 2025.
Yes!
Which means, in that year, that'll be the 30th anniversary of the Melbourne Australian Grand Prix.
Get around it. Fast cars. Brum, brum.
If you're not an F1 fan, tune into our podcast, Q3 Podcast. Let's quickly plug that in.
Yeah, 100%. Listen
Proudly
to it.
Presented by Sin.
We post weekly. Yeah. Review, preview.
Well, you haven't because I've been away.
Sorry,
Ben. Big island, I've heard. Really big in Ireland.
It is. we've got a big listening in Northern Ireland and Ireland. Yeah, get around it. Thank you to all our Irish
fans. Shout out to our random listener in Chile as well. That was my mum. But anyway.
All right.
Cricket, let's go.
Right, cricket, I'm angry.
I'll quickly recap.
I'm very angry.
I'll go briefly. So for those that don't know, England controversially won the World Cup. They didn't win the game. England and New Zealand were both tied at the end of the innings, at the end of 50 overs. They were also tied at the end of the Super Over. But it went on boundary countback, and because England, I think they scored just one more boundary than New Zealand, and quite ironically, that boundary could have come off Ben Stokes' bat when it was thrown in by Martin Guptill.
England won the World Cup. Thoughts?
I'm not going to...
Do you want to start or do you want to let Jane start?
I'm not going to say
Sam
it.
Start.
I'm not going to say it. But
Sam,
it's,
you want to go? Your thoughts on it first?
Disgusting.
It wasn't great, was it?
No.
It's pretty poor. Poor cricket.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you think the ICC should change the rule now that just play another Super Over?
Yes.
Because to have... It's like saying... there was a really good example I told you.
Yeah.
What was that example?
Oh, I can't remember now. Oh, that was a good one, though. That was a good one.
I will look up.
But look...
Just rant.
The ICC, ICC is a joke. It's a joke of an organisation. They shouldn't be... The board should be sacked. They have a good hard look at themselves, because if you're defining a World Cup and having world champions of a competition that only happens every 4 years, of the amount of boundaries they hit in a super over, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke that you do that. Replay another super over, because it's fair. It gives them another shot at it. It was a tie. Fair enough. Do another one. Do it until you get a result. It's like the AFL Grand Final 2010. They completely stuffed, in my opinion.
Here we go.
My opinion, right, that shouldn't have been a replay. They should have played extra time. And then as soon as that happened, they changed it. And I'm not saying that St Kilda would have won that game, but it would have given them a better chance at it. Because the next week, they were absolutely run over like a freight train.
Yeah.
It was a good day for you.
Exactly. It was a very good day.
That's the example. So if St Kilda, it's like saying they would have won that game.
Yeah.
Because they kicked more goals.
Yeah.
So... I don't like it.
Or Stephen Miller just caught the ball and didn't let it bounce.
That was fate.
It was fate.
That was so funny. He actually came to a Melbourne City game, and there were most of our fans are Collingwood, and they gave it to him. Oh, how was that bounce, buddy? Yeah, it's great.
I think that's about it for the show.
That's Sports Desk.
Episode one
wrapped
done.
Up.
Friday.
Wrapped up. That was great.
Pleasure, Sam.
Thanks, gents.
Not sure if it's a pleasure for you, James.
Pleasure, Ben. No.
Is it?
Yeah, always. Love you. Always love you.
That's good.
See the bromance?
Yeah. I hope to get involved.
Now you are. You're involved. You support mostly the same teams as us.
Yeah.
We don't like it that you support Collingwood, but that's okay.
That's okay.
We can look past
that. Can't fix everything.
We can deal with it. That's okay.
We can fix that. All right. Next up on Sin is Schools On Air. So
follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever you want to, whatever socials you got. If you don't have Instagram because of the likes being getting rid of, then, you know.
Controversial.
RIP. But we'll be back next week. Schools On Air is next. And we'll be back Monday. With our Monday team, Wednesday and Friday. See you later.
Catch you then.